Welcome to season two of a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. I am so excited that you are here, and I'm so excited for you to see what is in store this season. So many incredible interviews, so much helpful information. If this is your first time here, I am Crystal Ray. I am a certified health and fitness coach and Reiki healer. I created this podcast to help you learn how to live a more balanced life by bringing you tips on health, fitness, mindset, spirituality, and so much more. I feel as we are starting this podcast up again, the best thing that we can do is talk about how the world looks like right now. What does it feel like? And I wanted to revisit this topic, this idea of what does a blissfully balanced life look like? Is it real? How do we even have it right now? And so right now there is a lot of uncertainty going on. There is a lot of anxiety and depression happening. There's just a lot. It's an influx of feelings, and it's really easy to get caught up in the negativity, to get caught up in the fear. It's everywhere. It is in all the social media posts. It's all on TV. You know, we're all feeling it. But right now, it is possible to also tap into those other feelings that we have, right? There's also ways to experience joy in a certain moment. And maybe it's just starting your morning off with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, something that you really love, or sitting down with a book, or just finding something that really lights you up inside. So before I get into more of those details, I want to talk to you about what does a balanced life look like. And my perspective of a balanced life, some people might agree with it. Some people might be like, okay, that's not true. I like to look at my time kind of in a weekly basis rather than on a daily basis. And so within a week, I like to, one, structure my week, you know, kind of prioritize the things that really matter to me and what I want to get done. And also have enough things where I feel as if I am being balanced. So let's dive a little bit into, well, what does balance include? Okay. I believe that living a blissfully balanced life includes taking care of our health from a physical perspective in the sense of the foods we're eating. I also believe it's in fitness, how we are exercising, how much water we're drinking, how much sleep we are getting, how our relationships are, and how much we are connecting with other people. If we're doing something, being of service to other people, that is a way that really helps light us up. So I do feel like that's something important to include in your balanced week. And, you know, any other extra responsibilities that you have to complete, you know, so that could be taking care of the house, taking care of your children, completing work if you're capable of working from home, errands, all of those types of things, right? We're looking at our health and our life in a very holistic type of way right now. So when it comes to balance, from my perspective, is we're capable of juggling all these different elements and aspects of our life. We're making time to connect and be social with our family and our friends and our loved ones. We are making the time to take care of our health in every single way. We're making time just for ourselves to make sure that we are recharging. We are doing things for our career if we are still working. You know, things like that. So I do believe that it is possible to still have a balanced life. And maybe in some ways, there's certain things that before this pandemic happened, you weren't able to get to them, right? Maybe before your health was kind of struggling and you weren't able to make it as much of a priority. Well, now you can. Now you can find the time because maybe you're not commuting. Maybe you're coming home earlier. You can exercise at home. You can do things like that. So from my standpoint, I do believe that being balanced is possible, but I don't look at balance as I'm going to do everything every day. Not at all. This is what I was trying to say before. I look at it from a week perspective. Okay, within this week, did I do all the things that I know I want to do to help maintain a balanced type of life? And so for me personally, what does that look like? With my life, I like to eat healthy. So I'll do my best to eat as healthy as I can most days. If I want to have a snack like chocolate covered almonds, I'll have them one night. Okay, I might not have them every day, but I'll have it. It's allotted for. I will try to exercise in the sense of lifting weights and doing yoga, right? Having that balance of weight training and stretching, something more for my energy. That'll be within my week. I also like to include meditation and journaling. I want to write at least a few times a week just to set time aside to connect within myself and clear my mind and just understand things better and process things more and get things out, get my feelings out. Journaling is one of the best relieves possible. With balance, I'll also set aside time to call and check in on people. You know, I might save that for a day. And so there's this concept, there's this idea of kind of chunking. It's such a funny word, chunking, but blocking out our time and saying, okay, for this hour or this afternoon, I'm going to pay attention to editing or connecting with family or taking a bath and taking me time or exercising. And so when we look at our schedule on a weekly basis, and this is why I created a journal, and one of the things inside of it is a schedule for the week. So you can start off the week looking at it from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., Monday through Sunday. What are you going to do every single day with all your different blocks of time? How are you going to schedule it? And when you start scheduling your time like that, you'll see that it's a little bit easier for you to become balanced. And if you are an entrepreneur, you know, you can really schedule like, this is my creative time. This is my time responding back to clients. This is my time for cooking. This is my time for exercising. And just that structure in itself is going to help change your life. It's going to help you start to include all the things that you might not have gotten to before all of this happened and you weren't home as much. So right now, I think, is a perfect time for you to start looking at, well, what's going on in your schedule and how are you feeling? If you guys have been following me for a while, then you'll know the most important thing to me is how you feel. And if something is not feeling good to you, if you're not happy with something, it's time to make a change. One of the things that I'm recognizing that's happening right now is that all of these feelings of uncertainty, right? All of these things that are out of our control, it can cause us to panic. It can cause us to feel a lot more anxious. And that has happened to me. I've had many days or moments where I'm feeling like, oh my goodness, I can't breathe. I don't understand what's happening. I want an answer. I want somebody to tell me what I can expect in the future. And I know I'm not going to get that answer right now. So instead of me spending my time thinking that way and thinking those thoughts and worrying about that stuff, I focus on the things that are in my control. What can I do right now? I feel like a lot of times being in control can be looked upon as something very negative, but right now it could be so comforting. So I can control what I cook. I can control what I eat. I can decide what time I'm going to wake up. I can decide how I'm going to spend my energy, how I'm going to spend my thoughts. I can decide on a lot of different things. And so if you start to pay attention more so to what can you do for you right now and for your family and for your body and for your health, for your family's health, that might just help you just feel better overall. And so I just hope that tip, if you really take that tip and you start to utilize it and run with it, I promise you're going to start to feel better in a lot of ways. And yes, we're going to still have moments. We're going to still have hiccups and it's going to happen, but just know that you have this power. You have power inside of you. You have power over you. You are so much more powerful than you may even recognize. Like, you're amazing. You are this awesome energy source. So let's go back to this idea of being blissful. Okay. And I want to talk about this topic because I know a lot of us are feeling guilty. There's so much sadness going on right now. There's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things to be sad about, right? This is devastating. And that sadness is going to exist. You know, a lot of it's out of our control. It's out of our hands. The one thing, though, if you're feeling guilty because you are feeling happy or you are capable of finding joy or finding peace and calmness in all of this, and you feel guilty about it, right? You recognize how blessed you are and that you're in a beautiful situation and you feel okay. I want to remind you that that guilt that you're experiencing isn't doing you any good and it's not changing anything. The guilt is not removing the sadness or what's happening. The guilt is not changing the circumstances. The guilt is just impacting you. And I would say the guilt isn't necessary. It's not. It's okay to feel joy right now and feel blessed and find happiness at times. It's okay. And the reason, you know, the other concept in all of this is that I like to remember that we need light in the world. We need positivity. We need people showing happiness and lifting up everybody else. We need to lift up the fearful energy and the sad energy and the angry energy. And how do we do that? We do that with joy and happiness and light and love. And so if you are somebody who is in a wonderful situation right now and you're so blessed, we need your strength. We need you to share your happiness and your strength and stay in that positive light, because somebody else, if you're positive around somebody else, you might be able to lift up their energy. You might be able to make them feel something that they're not able to feel right now because they're just experiencing you and your positivity. So please don't feel guilty. Stay in that positivity, stay in that light, stay in that love. It is helping so many of us. So many of us. You know, people are sometimes in a really dark place and they need that light. They need that light from you. The last thing I want to leave you guys with is do the best that you can. Every day is going to be different. Every week is going to be different. I personally am finding motivation to feel like a roller coaster. Oh my goodness, guys. It's here and then it's gone. And it's like not gone for just a day. It's gone for like a week, okay? I've had moments of like, I don't want to do anything at all. And just recognize where you are and embrace it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't feel guilty. Just be like, this is where I am right now. It's cool. I know I'll get to a different place when I'm ready. I'm just going to hang here for right now. Create whatever balance feels like to you. If a weekly basis seems like too much pressure, then make it bi-weekly or every 3 weeks or every month. What are things that you want to do every month that helps you feel like you're living a more balanced life? What are all the things that you want to get done? What are all the things that help you feel better? All of your responsibilities, all of your just fun, whatever activities, right? What are they? Like, write them down on a piece of paper. What are all the things that you want to do for your health too, right? Our health is the utmost importance right now. And you're going to hear me talk about that a lot. Our health is everything. And we really want to make sure that we're building up our immune systems right now. So what are all these things that you're doing? And then how often do you want to do them? Put them on a calendar, put it in your phone, and then stick to it. And if it comes to a day where the event is and you're like, I'm really not up for this, and you can't get yourself in the mood, it's okay, you can skip it. And if not, stick with it and keep on going. But just give yourself a lot of grace right now. This is the time period where we just got to love ourselves a little bit more and love everyone else even more. We don't know anyone's demons. We don't know anyone's struggles, but we can always keep being kind. We can keep being kind and supportive and being that loving light for everyone else. So I really hope that you found this episode helpful and that there's just some lovely reminders in it and that it's just helping you feel a little bit better during this time, helping you release anything that you are struggling with emotionally. If you have any questions or just want to chat with me further, you can email me info@crystalray.com. And just so you guys know, if you're looking for a journal, I do have a few more journals left. So it's the most amazing self-awareness journal and a planner. You can see it on Etsy. I'll put the link in the show description. So definitely check it out. And if you think that any of your friends or family members would love this episode or could use any of these reminders, please send this episode over to them and leave a review for this podcast. Really helps me out. But I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And get ready. Next week's episode is going to be an amazing interview. I can't wait for you to hear everything that I have in store for you. So, until next time.